This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, sir.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity. You know how it goes. Ready? Everybody together. Where you can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. So much going on. So much I want you involved with. And I really do want you involved. I want you involved and engaged in the conversation. It's one of the only ways. Look, if you get involved and you get engaged and you figure it out, then we all have a better time. We're all better informed. And that way, when you go out and speak to others, you don't sound like a, I don't know, my buddies used to call it a spokeshole for the party. Okay? If you're spewing the party line, you're useless. You need to understand what you believe and why you believe it. I don't believe everything the party believes. I'm not a partyite, whatever they're called, I don't even know. After the break, Larry Greenfield's going to join me. He's a fellow of the Claremont Institute for the Study of Statesmanship and Political Philosophy. He's written a recent piece that I think deserves some conversation. He said that President Donald Trump is the chemo during these divisive times. And he's right. You know, almost like the necessary evil, right? You got to have it. It may not be the best thing for you. It may do other damage while it's cleaning up. But you got to have something. And something that's actually going to work. Here's a surprise. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. And, you know, we were talking about Paul Ryan in the last hour. Until we start flushing the system, you know, we can't expect Trump to do it all alone. Look at the opposition he's already had from his own party. Seriously. You know, you think that Ryan was in there for years. We had years of control of the Congress. And all, you know, I jokingly said it before, but it was trying to be serious. What did they do? They voted to repeal the Affordable Care Act 62 times. They wasted time doing that when they knew it would never make it. Even if the Dems voted for it and agreed with them, it would have never made it past Obama's desk. So why waste your time? If you're trying to make a point, do it once a year. Make it the first bill of the year. Right? And then go after the real stuff, the real things that will help make the country better. Immigration. I would have been beaten up on immigration. Right? I mean, they had nothing for the president when he stepped in. And they're all on the same page. I mean, really, you don't really have Republicans and Democrats. You're people that may act like or belong to a certain party, but what are they actually doing to show that they belong to those? But now the Democrats do a better job of it than we do. Our guys actually look more like moderate Democrats than they do Republicans. Not right. It just ain't. In my best English, it just ain't right. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Write it down. I'll wait. Then head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll there. All right? There's just so much you can do up on the website, including give me your email address. We send out an email once a week. You'd be able to read that, see who we're going to have on the show, what we're going to be talking about. Or if you want a text message, Just text TRS to 55222. TRS to 55222. You know, again, back to Trump and all the backlash and the aggravation of what you're seeing happen. You know, remember, whether you like it or not, he's the president of these United States. He got enough of the vote. He got enough of the Electoral College. He's the president. Do you want him to fail? Do you actually want the president of these United States to fail so that this country goes into the pit? I'm not gonna. Look at where we're at already. And as more and more comes at him, at least we're seeing a few Republicans start to come to the surface, show their true colors, and either ditch him altogether or stick up for him. At least we know who we're supposed to vote for next time around. I hope you get that. And Mitch McConnell, I don't know. I think Mitch needs to go spend time with his grandchildren. I don't know what he's driving through at the Senate side. I don't know why he's holding on to so many congressional bills. Call them out for what they are. Let the Senate vote on them. Let them have their discussion so that you actually can hear what's in the bills. Embarrass the other side. It isn't that hard. Anyway, somebody just put up Robert De Niro being linked to the Epstein ring. What's that? Yeah, I know, right? I think that I'd be more shocked at the people that wouldn't be on the list. You know what I'm saying? No, seriously. I mean, he did, this is going to sound right, he did a very smart thing. He dragged in as many high-level people as he could. Now, whether they were there to participate or not, I don't know. I'm not even going to guess at it because it isn't the right thing to do. But think about how many people he drew into this. Think about how many people, you know, of stature that are on that list. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I think as this starts to crack open more and more, I know I had a story open I was going to do. I decided not to. But it actually had, you know, President Trump talking about that when it came to the Me Too and all this other stuff, it was just a tip of what was going to come down. It was just a tip of what was happening. It's just amazing. And again, it's time to support him. It's time to get behind him. You don't have to embrace him. You don't have to put him in a lip lock. You just make sure that people understand. Get your stats together. Get together, you know, maybe that's what we need to do, is to do a talking point document that we can put up on our website. Larry Greenfield joins me after the break. He's a fellow at the Claremont Institute for Study of Statesmanship and Political Philosophy. Is Trump like chemotherapy? We're going to figure that out on the other side of the break. We'll be right back. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
We are back. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, before I get to my guest, okay, I love these trollers that come into some of the chat rooms. We have several chat rooms up. And one troller calls himself 45 Lies. Yeah, I see you. And I see that you're actually, that your IQ level's about 4.5. I can tell by the comments you're putting up. Because You give no proof for anything you write, which is exactly what the left does the far left does on a regular basis. If you're gonna, and I tell you guys on the right the same thing, the listeners of my show, do not spew the party line. Please do not just, you see something that comes up on your Twitter feed or on your phone or whatever it is, and you just spew that line out there because you don't have anything to back it. Get informed, get knowledge, then engage. Don't pound on Just get engaged. Larry Greenfield is joining me. He's a fellow at the Claremont Institute for Study of Statesmanship and Political Philosophy. He's written a piece, basically, is Trump like chemotherapy? You know, chemotherapy is like a necessary evil, but is Trump really able to do the job that we want him to do? Larry, thanks for joining me.
Hi, Joe. Great to be with you.
Yeah, I appreciate it. And the piece was great, by the way, and thanks for sharing that with me. And interesting that you went down that road, though. You know, explain what you mean, if you would.
Yes, thank you so much. There was a little backstory here, Joe. The editor of the Jewish Journal, which is a pretty well-read, broadly read, not just by the Jewish community, it comes out of L.A., jewishjournal.com. I've written a number of pieces for them. And the editor called me. He wanted to do a cover story presenting both sides regarding President Trump and his personality and his policies. So there's a companion piece. It's a two-part cover story. The leftist, a lady who runs the Jewish Democrats out of D.C., she wrote a real smear piece, a real harsh, awful piece. Trump is a danger to democracy. He's anti-Semitic. Horrible on Israel. She just ranted and raved and went on and on and on. It's a brutal, vile piece. My piece is hopefully more elegant, more fact-based, more thoughtful, more reasoned, and even more balanced. And so her piece is Trump is cancer. By the way, that's kind of harsh to call somebody cancer and kind of offensive. So my piece was, no, Trump is the cure. He's the chemotherapy. And you're exactly right. He's the toxic yet necessary measure to save the American body politic. And so I use the analogy that they wanted to use, and I defend the president. And I say, yes, it's messy. Yes, it's disruptive. Yes, it's unsavory. We get all that. That's only half the analysis. The other half of the analysis is, how is he doing? Has it worked? Did he stop the bleeding? Is he putting America and what ails America into remission? Is he offering a cure? And then, of course, I walk through the president's basic ideas to restore American sovereignty, to promote a nationalism that puts America first, meaning stop giving away the store in bad trade deals, stop losing all our manufacturing, and serve the people of the Midwest who aren't getting wealthy like those on the coasts and big tech, but basic bread and butter Americans in the middle of the country. Is he defending America, rebuilding our military? Did he confront European allies to spend more on their defense to actually slow down Putin's land grab? Did the president challenge Arab terrorists and defeat ISIS? Is he helping Israel? Is he promoting, of course, Trumpism, which is a respect for the forgotten men and women? So that's my piece. The most fun part of my piece is the last part, where I say, Democrats, you're wildly overreaching. You're being nasty. You're being mob-like. You're being violent. It's offending average Americans. You obviously can't win if we look at the president's performance during his first term. Are you better off than you were 4 years ago? Clearly, yes, with a growing economy and increased wages and family incomes and a low unemployment rate and on and on. And the Right to Try Act, so you can get, you know, medicine if you're particularly sick, and criminal justice reform, bipartisan. So I lay out the whole positives of the president's performance. Not that I don't say he hasn't been problematic or challenging as a personality, but again, I just indicate Democrats, with your radical solutions and your radical leftist policies on open borders and illegal immigrants in sanctuary cities and higher taxes, et cetera, you're not going to win. I close, Joe, by suggesting, yes, George Washington cared a lot, our first president, about how he was seen. He thought it was important that the man who led the American Revolution as our general and the man who got really the Constitution ratified by putting his prestige on the line to argue for that, and who served as our first president, he cared a lot about how he was seen, his decency, his treatment of human beings. But the Democrats are the ones who long ago set the pattern, set the standard, that they didn't care about a president's personal virtues. They only cared about performance. They still cheer FDR, who put Japanese Americans in internment camps. They cheer Thomas Jefferson, who held slaves. They cheer Bill Clinton, who cheated on his wife, et cetera, et cetera. So please don't tell us about personal virtue. The question is, has the president been effective? That's your standard, Democrats. This president's been extremely effective, and that's my argument, that he's been the chemo to an ailing American.
No, it's a great point. And, you know, I tell people all the time, I know it's a tough way to put it, but do you care whether the doctor has great bedside manner or can he cure you? You know, do you care how it's presented, or do you care that this life-saving measure is going to give you a chance to live? I get he's president, but is the delivery that important? Let me ask you.
Well said. So, Joe, a part of my piece that I wrote, and it didn't make the final cut, we tried the bipartisan war hero, and I'm a Navy man. In fact, I didn't agree with the president in castigating John McCain. Saying war heroes don't get shot down. Actually, only war heroes get shot down, if you think about it. So I didn't agree with the president on that. But we tried Senator McCain, bipartisan, work with the Democrats, Mr., you know, patriot. That he didn't win. We tried the clean-cut, right, practically no blemishes. He worked as a governor of a liberal state, Massachusetts. Talk about a guy who could appeal broadly as a kind of, you know, responsible, heroic businessman, noble guy. He made the Olympics great. Doesn't get much more American than the Olympic Games in America, right? Salt Lake City. He lost. So by 2016, I argue, Republicans have had just quite about enough, okay, the good guy candidates who got blasted and beat by Barack Obama, of all people. And so Trump came along and said, I'm going to pick off Democrats and Republicans. I'm anti-establishment. And he won.
Yeah. Hey, when we come back, let's talk about the approach. I had David Horowitz on last night, and we both agreed that it's time for guerrilla warfare. I'd like to get your thoughts on that. Joe Mazzini, your host, listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Head up to the website. A lot going on up there. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mazzini here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
President Trump is in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, pushing for the USMCA, a new trade agreement between the U.S., Mexico, and Canada. The president says the NAFTA replacement will improve global trade relations.
We restore our economy. We're really restoring our standing in the world. We're respected again. America is respected again, like it hasn't been respected in many, many years. We were laughed at. We were a patsy.
Trump says the new agreement will protect American workers and incentivize companies to keep their operations in the U.S. Storm surge already splashing water into roadways across southern Louisiana, with Barry expected to make landfall Saturday morning. This New Orleans woman says seeing the strong current and high water on Lake Pontchartrain has her worried.
I see the lake look like it's about to overflow, and it's splashing up on land. I'm like kind of scared now.
20 to 25 inches of rain expected this weekend in parts of Louisiana. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaruth, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who builds Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Throw you a couple of nitwits.
They call me Cuba Pete. I'm the king of the rumba beat.
We are back. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Really, truly, it is a pleasure. I know there's about 3,000 other shows you could be listening to this evening, and you've chosen this one, and I do appreciate that very much. I'd like to believe it shows what a high IQ you have, and you've decided to tune into this, because, you know, most of the time, I try to give you the information you need to make decisions. I try not to shove a viewpoint down your throat, but give you the bullet points, give you the facts, give you some things to think about that I think some other people don't do. And, you know, you come up with the conclusion. Nobody should be spoon-feeding you anything. That's why a lot of times I will give you some facts and tell you to look them up on your own. You should anyway. Even if I tell you where to find them, you should be looking these up on your own. Don't let a guy like me or anybody else tell you that something is a fact without you looking into it. Larry Greenfield is a fellow of the Claremont Institute for the Study of Statesmanship and Political Philosophy. Always enjoyed the time that I have him on the show with me. Larry, thanks for joining me.
My pleasure. Thank you so much. Good to be with you, Joe.
Well, hey, we were talking a little bit about David Horowitz, or we had mentioned him in the last segment, and one of the things he said, he was on the show last night, and one of the things he said was that, you know, it's time to stop playing the gentlemanly war. It's time to start with guerrilla warfare. And we're not talking about, at least I'm not, talking about taking up arms and beating on people, but I am talking about this gentlemanly approach to politics, to legislative process. It's not working anymore because we have forgotten now that we're Americans. Now we're either Republicans or Democrats. It's us against them. Well, what's your thoughts on that?
Well, I'm so happy with David's leadership of the Freedom Center, the David Horowitz Freedom Center. He's done such amazing work to be a truth teller and to be bold. For example, he goes onto campuses and lets the students know what the left really is up to and educates them to be aware of the bullying by the left. I remember the Tea Party pretty well. I spoke at a lot of Tea Party. It's very similar. People actually finally gathering and rallying and honoring our first principles and not being ashamed to do it and not hiding in the closet. What I've done here with my article is I've gone into a liberal constituency, the Jewish community, which reads lots of liberal articles. Some of these readers in the Jewish journal world, they never are exposed to a conservative idea. they never read anything positive about what Trump has accomplished in his first term. Without being exposed to it in this two-part debate, I'm told they never would read a thing that had to do with Republicans, conservatives, our agenda, our arguments. They just hear the left-wing media. They are preached to and screeched at by left-wing activists. Really? You're getting your news from Madonna's screeching, I'm going to blow up the White House? Or from Robert De Niro at the Tony Awards, F. Trump? Or from radicals on campuses or Antifa, which clearly is a movement of violence now with what they did? You covered that. So, you know, I'm a Big Ten conservative. I found value in the Tea Party. I find value in activists. I find value in what you do on the air. I find huge value in what David Horowitz does with his education. Especially his campus leadership has been masterful.
I agree with you. I you know, again, he's one of those guys that's not hard to understand, pretty black and white about where he stands on things. And as I said, he gives you solutions to the issues and how to take them on. Look, you brought up, and again, you can find your excellent article in the Jewish Journal. That's the jewishjournal.com. Check it out. You brought up the fact that the Jews and how they vote and the direction they lean in. You and I have had this discussion before, but for any new listeners catching on, it is beyond me, and I get many emails on this, why does the Jewish community continually back the Democrats when the Democrats are not interested in protecting them in any way, shape, manner, form, as is evident is what happens on college campuses. They're outraged that the president would actually move our embassy to Jerusalem. It's just amazing to me. Are they not paying attention? Are they not well-informed, or are they just afraid?
They're ideological, and their ideology and their religion is no longer Judaism. Neither historic traditional Judaism, nor religious practices of Judaism, nor an affinity for Jews or for the Jewish state of Israel, nor for the defense of Jewish interests or ideals. What their ideology and religion is now is leftism. And so as a minority group, which is fearful of a majority culture, they've cocooned themselves into a coalition with other minority groups, even if those minority groups detest them, by the way. And they think they're safer by being on the left against some big, bad establishment, even though they are the establishment, by the way, and the liberal media and liberal Hollywood and liberal academia is really the big power in this country. Somehow they still see behind every Republican or conservative some threat to minority groups. And so their basic posture and stance is defensive and radical. In fact, Joe, it's subversive. And here is kind of the Larry Greenfield branded study of the Jewish left. This is kind of my study of Jewish history, Jewish sociology, the way Jews played their role in various communities and societies over hundreds and even thousands of years. The Jews carry a gene of subversiveness. They were kind of put on the planet to make an alliance and a covenant with God, to poke the bear, to tell truth to corrupt kings and pharaohs. And that's all great. And they made a great contribution to the world. And Judaism has a lot to say. In fact, a lot of America is built on a Judeo-Christian civilization and Jewish thought and teachings about law and honor and justice. That's all great. But unfortunately, when a society has been good to Jews and good in general, many liberal left-wing Jews still have a stance of attack and subversion. And instead of focusing their ire and their attention on the real bad regimes of the world, where are the Jewish liberals and leftists protesting against slavery, which still occurs in Africa, or against human rights abuses? Why aren't they taking the lead against China and the way they treat human beings in China? No, instead they pick on the one good society, which, by the way, has been particularly good to the Jews. And every other ethnic group and minority group and religious group that came over and worked their way up the ladder of economic opportunity. And so they're subversive. Joe, that's a long-winded answer of saying they don't prioritize Jewish interests and values or Israel and its security or America and its security and economy and first principles and private property and free market capitalism. They prioritize a leftist radical agenda. Not all Jews, and, of course. I'm talking about the Jews on the left.
Yeah. Right, but and not to interrupt you, Larry, but you've got four very young, out of touch freshman Democrat congressmen who consistently take shots at the Jewish community, and yet the Jews in Congress alone are not outspoken. The only thing they got upset about recently is that they called Nancy Pelosi a racist, and everybody came out to protect her. But nothing else anywhere. I'm just perplexed. I am totally amazed.
I think privately, many Jewish Democrats and liberals are quite offended by Alexandria Occasional Cortex and Rashida Tlaib and the others, and this real rise of anti-Israelism among Democrats. It's quite pronounced now. It's quite vicious. You know, six of the seven U.S. senators running for president of the United States on the Democratic side voted against the measure to condemn boycott, divestment, and sanctions of Israel. The left has taken over the Democratic Party. It's good for the Republicans. It means we're probably going to win in 2020. They really can't come up with a candidate who can grab the middle and is seen as responsible. There are none. Biden isn't probably going to make it because he's really weak. Well, they don't have a backup plan. There is no Joe Lieberman. There is no centrist Dick Gephardt. There's no even Bill Clinton anymore who tried to grab the middle as a Southerner, remember?
Right. No,
go ahead. Yeah. The Democratic left is quite hostile to Israel, hostile to the Jewish community, pretty radicalized. Democrats are caving to it, and hopefully it means they lose in 2020.
Now, you know, as a Jew yourself, I tell people all the time, this word, and we'll talk about this soon inside the break, but, you know, nationalism is supposed to send everybody into a tizzy. And it makes me crazy because nationalism is not... it's been hijacked by the left, and again, we have allowed them to take over the language. It irritates me to no end. But not only that, these conversations around Hitler, the Nazis, SS, concentration camps. I mean, this is just amazing to me. They are belittling or taking value, if you would, away from what Hitler did, away from the concentration camps.
I'm very grateful to you, Joe. I never invoke the Holocaust analogy. I think it's bizarre and offensive. And so I think if you are invoking Hitler and the Holocaust, you're losing the debate. Yep.
Well, let's talk about that on the other side of the break, because I think that's very important for people to understand. This isn't right. This isn't funny, and it's not lighthearted. We'll be back in a few minutes. You're listening to The Real Side. I'm not even Jewish, and it makes me crazy.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudiarco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudiarco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudiarco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100, shopsupertea.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now.
800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Joe Messina.
As strong and flexible as Gumby and Hercules combined.
He's Joe Messina.
I love that guy.
The Real Side with Joe Messina.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And, you know, quick note, in the next hour, we're going to talk a little bit about the Epstein. I hate to say it this way, because I don't put this out there well, but this is great. This is wonderful. You guys don't understand how good this could end up being, because, you know, this is going to be a big help in draining the swamp. You're going to find out really who the animals are in D.C., who the animals are in the entertainment world. Because as far as I'm concerned, when it comes to child pornography or child sex like this, I'm sorry, but I lose my Christianity, I lose my forgiveness, and I don't understand it. You have to be an animal of a whole different planet to do what these people have been accused of doing to some of these kids. Anyway, Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time you spend with us. Larry Greenfield joins me. He's a fellow from Claremont Institute for the Study of Statesmanship, and political philosophy. And he's recently written a piece that you can find on the JewishJournal.com. JewishJournal.com. President Donald Trump is the chemo during these divisive times. It's a great read. Take a few minutes to go get it. If you can't find it there, it's also up on our website as well. Larry, thanks for joining me. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Joe. Good to be with you.
Well, you know, we were talking about it before we went to break, and one of my pet peeves is that people do not pay attention to history. They do not really understand the depth of history. And you've got people on the left right now screaming every time we talk about nationalism or worried about this nation first, they immediately jump into the Hitler, SS, the Nazis. They go down that road, and they really don't understand. Nationalism, in my little mind, my little opinion, is nothing more than saying, look, let's get our house in order. Let's care about us. Let's get our people strong, and then we can help others. Am I selfish here or what?
No, you're on target, and the idea of the nation state is very long-standing. It goes back to the Bible. Yaron Hazony, H-A-Z-O-N-Y, wrote an important book called The Virtue of Nationalism, and he traces the history of the nation state, the positive role it plays, as compared to, for example, just the tribe, or just the family, or just an individual alone. The nation became an important way for society to organize itself, establish its values, and achieve. Yaron Hazony is now organizing a conference. I'm going to it next week in Washington, D.C. I'll take a lot of notes from all kinds of scholars who are going to be speaking about the different strands and strains of nationalism. And I'll come back on, if you'd like, Joe, and we'll talk about nationalism. A mature, sophisticated understanding of the term nationalism. And, of course, it's just a smear to put a pejorative on it, to put an adjective on it and call it either white nationalism or fascist nationalism. These are all just ways of distracting. What about great nationalism? What about American nationalism? What about the greatness of America? What about our country?
I just want to interrupt you for 1 second. I love these people who scream that God would not want nations. God wants us all to be one big family. And I shut them down by saying, because, you know, I don't have a PhD in this, so it makes them crazy. I go, wait a minute. Doesn't God tell Abraham he would make them a father of many nations? He doesn't say he'd make them father of the planet.
I think in Genesis 12:3, the Lord said to Abram, go forth from your country, your people, and your father's household to the land that I will show you. I will make you into a great nation, and I will bless you. Now, that's pretty clear. That's Genesis 12:3. Whether you're a Bible thumper or not, at least understand historically, this is not exactly a radical concept that had much to do with 20th century bad nationalisms out of Germany or Italy. Okay, this is a Judeo-Christian concept about a covenant with God and becoming a great nation. And I will bless those who bless you. This is about blessings. This is about growth. This is about innovation. This is about serving humanity. There's a lot to commend the word nation. And so The Virtue of Nationalism is a brilliant book. I've worked my way through it. And now this conference follows up. Tremendous scholars. Joe, if you want, you'll be able to link maybe to their website, and I'll follow up with you. We'll have another call, and I'll talk to you a little bit about how these great thinkers have defined nationalism and what they mean by it.
That's good. Listen, Larry, but I want you to hit on the fact that as an American Jew, when they jump right to Hitler, when they jump right to, you know, calling President Trump Hitler and the rest of us who follow him Nazis, this has got to be it, look, it just it makes me scared and painful. I'm sitting here thinking to myself, you guys don't understand what that means. You cannot devalue the damage, the hatefulness that was done by calling Trump a Hitler. Help me.
It's not an argument. It's a screed. It's just a slur. They've called Republicans names repeatedly. Ronald Reagan was called horrible names. Ronald Reagan, remember, he was going to take us all to nuclear war, and he wasn't a peacemaker. He actually created an incredible amount of peace and liberated millions and millions of people, along with Margaret Thatcher and Pope John Paul, and, of course, the brave citizens of Central and Eastern Europe who should get all the credit. But the smearing of President Trump, there's a joke, you know, President Trump is different from Jewish Democrats and liberals. He's actually going to have Jewish grandchildren. They're not.
That's right.
So, I mean, he's done more for the Jewish state of Israel than all the other presidents combined. I wrote a piece called Trump is Cyrus, where I analogize President Trump to the great King Cyrus, the Persian king, who's actually mentioned in the Bible, and is seen as a model monarch throughout history, as somebody who was very gracious to the Jews and allowed them to come back to their temple and Jerusalem. Trump has been that magnificent to the Jewish state. He has Jewish kids and grandkids, so of course he's not an anti-Semitic person. And it's just a smear. The left plays dirty. It's not serious. We have the facts on our side. And so I don't use the Hitler analogy myself. I don't like it. There's just too many brave Americans who served, who climbed those cliffs, okay, and were shot at from above by Germans in bunkers. And they also had to even face, by the way, hanging bombs against the sides of the cliffs. And they braved those cliffs. They trained for months and months and months until there was blood in their shoes. They knew what danger they was facing. America rescued and liberated the people who were the victims of Hitler. So for any American to invoke the name of Hitler or to use the analogy of the Holocaust is just profane.
Well, you know, it's funny you bring it up because I talk about that all the time. We throw the word hero around. It almost has no meaning anymore to some people. You know, this woman that, I won't even use her name, that brought home the soccer cup, if you would, stamping on the flag, dropping the flag, have no respect for the country that is actually protecting her while she's over there. They're calling her a hero. Well, the real hero, to your point a minute ago, was those thousands of men that knew they were going to the beach in Normandy, that knew, there's no way around this fact, they knew they were not coming back. They knew that their chance of coming back was almost nil. And the men that sent them there, and their willingness to go, because they knew that it was a greater cause other than their own heartbeat, their own selves, those are heroes. And we take away from them every single time. Forgive me, but you know, we hold up somebody in the LGBTQ community that went through a surgery. When we hold up someone who stamps on an American flag or says F Trump, and they're so heroic because they're willing to say that, or the kid that's 9 years old and his parents are heroic because they dress him up as a drag queen and allow him to dance at a club at 2 a.m. This is like Sodom and Gomorrah come back alive in America. Calm me down, Larry.
No, I think that we just went through this period, the summertime recognition of the 75th anniversary of D-Day. And the stories that we learn about the bravery and the heroism and the self-sacrifice with the American flag on their uniform, to compare any kind of activism or political agenda or even, you know, merit-filled advocacy of human rights with the bravest of the brave, the greatest generation, is just absurd. I think most people see through it. A lot of people just want attention, and they want to call themselves heroes and give themselves awards, right? The award shows, that's another subject. I mean, wow, you get an award for getting paid millions of dollars to pretend? How about the people who lived real lives and did real heroic things?
Yeah.
Where's their millions of dollars and their golden trophies?
Oh, see, you're going to force me to talk about that in the next hour, we've got now in California, where, you know, you and I hang out, free services to illegals, yet we have vets dying in the streets. Free food and shelter for illegals, and we have vets that are sleeping in tents in parks. It infuriates me. Larry, tell people.
No, and I think this is going to be a powerful argument for the Republicans in 2020, because even moderates, independents, Democrats, patriots, not everybody's a conservative Republican, but the average American does not want to see our vets and our homeless and our own citizens, second-class citizens, to those who came here illegally. And so that's a winning argument for the GOP.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Right. We are definitely going to have you back after the Nationalism Conference and tell people where they can find out more or find your writings on a regular basis.
Great. So Jewish Journal, just type in Larry Greenfield Jewish Journal, and then there'll be a link, and all my articles there will be there.
Perfect, Larry. Thanks so much for being with me tonight. I very much appreciate it.
Thank you, Joe. Thank you.
Yep. Joe Messina, your host, just in the real side on GCN Live. Don't go far. Next hour, smorgasbord of crazy stories that have been happening in the news. We'll be back in just a little bit.